children's story. I'll say that again. Good morning. Happy Sabbath. How you doing? You happy to be here? Me too. Guess what we're going to do this morning? Any idea? We're going to make some cookies. How many of you like cookies? How many of you like cookies? I know one person out there that's a cookie monster, but I won't say her name. Glad you're here, Maria. Had to say that, couldn't help it. Okay, this morning we're going to make one of my favorite cookies. They're called the Fruit of the Spirit Happy Cookies. And my friend Gina is going to help me. Okay, so anybody know the fruits of the Spirit? Yeah? Okay, we're going to go over them. I'm going to try to do this pretty quick since I only have a short time for the children's story. All right, so in Galatians 5:22, it gives us the fruits of the Spirit. All right, anybody know why it's important to have the fruits of the Spirit? Because they make you happy. Now, there's only one person that can give you the fruits of the Spirit. Who's that? Jesus, that's right. Okay, so in Galatians 5:22, the fruit of the Spirit is love. So the first fruit we're going to start with. All right, we need to call the devil out of this place. No. Is love. Okay, so our first ingredient, we're going to actually make two batches of cookies, and this is one of my favorite, and this one I'm going to let you decide in the end if you want to try them, okay? So the first one is love. And for love, we're going to put some carob chips. Do any of you like carob chips? Mmm, yummy. They're so good for you. So we're going to add carob chips, and Gina's going to just quickly toss those in there. All right, what's the opposite of love? Hate. Okay, so in this batch of cookies, we're going to put hate. And for hate, we have some rocks. Does that sound good? Okay, moving quickly. All right, so in our happy cookies over here for joy, joy is the second fruit of the Spirit, we're going to add dried coconut flakes. Do any of you like dried coconut flakes? Mmm, yum. All right, dried coconut flakes. What's the opposite of joy? Sadness. Okay, so in our batch over here for sadness, we're going to put some dirt. No, dirt's full of minerals. Do you know you're made of it? Okay. All right, moving quickly. The next fruit of the Spirit is peace. Peace. And for peace, we're going to put some raisins. Yum. Those are dried grapes. Do you like raisins? They're loaded with iron. All right. Okay. And in our other batch of cookies, what's the opposite of peace? War. War. Yeah. Or fear. For war, we're going to add some nails. Sound good? Yeah, that about fits it right. Some nails. Okay. All right. So for the fourth fruit of the Spirit, it is patience. How many of you are patient? How many of you have parents that are patient? All right, good deal. Yeah, and what we're going to use is whole oats for patience. Mmm, yum, good in fiber. Okay, and our other cookies, what's the opposite of patience? Annie, that's a little bit of a hard one. You could say impatience. This one we put frustration. Do you ever get frustrated? Like maybe when your brother or sister doesn't hurry up and get out of the restroom and you gotta use it? Or how about any of your parents ever get impatient? You're driving down the road and someone's in their way and they're in a hurry and they go, oh, could you please move? No, it's usually, hurry up, get out of the way, I'm in a hurry. Okay, so what we're gonna use for frustration is some black pepper. Sound good? Do you ever put pepper in your cookies? No? Oh, okay. All right, the next fruit of the Spirit is kindness. Kindness. And for kindness, we're going to use the best ingredient here. Those are walnuts. Walnuts are so good for the brain. They have primrose oil, okay? And full of omegas. All right, what's the opposite of kindness? Someone that's mean or maybe that bullies you. So you know what we're going to use? We're going to use black-eyed peas. Because sometimes when people are mean, they might hit you. So I didn't know. I mean, that was like the closest thing I could think of. So I know black eyed peas are good if you, anyway. Okay, so the next fruit of the Spirit is goodness. Goodness. All right, for goodness, we're going to use dates. Any of you like chopped dates? To try it with some almond butter inside. Sorry about that. It's okay. Dates are really good in iron as well, and they have yummy sweetness to your cookies. What's the opposite of goodness? Evil. So you know what we're going to add to these cookies? We're going to put toothpicks. Sounds good to me. No. Okay, the next fruit of the Spirit is faithfulness. Wow, faithfulness. You know what we're going to put? The second best ingredient. It's grade B maple syrup. Many of you like maple? Yummy. And grade B has lots of vitamins and minerals in it. Okay, what's the opposite of faithfulness? Cheating. Oh, that's not a good one, especially in school. So this one we're going to add soap because we needed to have something wet to go in these cookies to hold them together, so we're putting some soap in there. Okay, so the eighth fruit of the Spirit is gentleness. Okay, and for gentleness, we're going to add flaxseed meal. Flaxseed meal helps bind your cookies, and it's also very high in omegas for the brain. Okay. What's the opposite of gentleness? Someone that's rough and tough. So that one, we're just going to use some, it's just some, you know, hard dried rice. Couldn't really think of something for the roughness. It's kind of rough if you put it in your hands. Okay, and quickly, our last ingredient in our happy cookie is self-control. What does that mean to have self-control? Not to act crazy? That's pretty good. So our last ingredient is just a little bit of sea salt, okay? So in our other cookies, what's the opposite of self-control? Anybody know? What happens if you eat too many cookies? You're obedient. If you eat too many cookies, you get a tummy ache. So if you eat too many cookies, what does that mean? You're overindulgent. Too much of something. We need to be moderate. So do you know what this is in here? What was the last ingredient in these cookies? Salt. So we have to put some salt in this one. And we only need a little bit, right? What happens if you put too much salt? Believe me, you cannot eat it. Yes. So now Gina's going to mix those up for us. All right, making some delicious happy cookies here. She's going to show you those. So do you know that would you want to eat those cookies? So this is what happens. When you mix all these good, delicious ingredients that are good for your body and all these good fruits of the spirits that only Jesus can fill us with, it's going to make you happy. Can you smell the maple? It's going to make you happy and healthy and strong. And you know, you're going to be a shining light to other people. But when you don't have Jesus in your life and the fruits of the Spirit, these are the kind of things that are going to come in. And what's going to happen? You're going to be hard and tough and yucky. And maybe no one's going to want to be your friend even, unless you hang out with maybe that some kind of people. So you can see the contrast between the two. Well, one other quick thing for the moms and dads in here. Say, for the wives that are at home and they're supposed to be cleaning the house and they don't get time, make a batch of these before your husband gets home. The house will smell so good he won't even notice that you didn't clean. Anyway, thank you so much. I just pray that you will all ask Jesus into your hearts to fill you with the different fruits of the Spirit each day, okay? And as you leave, I have one of these cookies for you. So if you really, really love it, your mommy can ask me for the recipe and I'll share it, okay? Okay, you can go back to your seats.